Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Jesus, that you came to this earth. You made yourself available. You gave yourself as a sacrifice. And leaving your glory, you came as a child and grew into a son and overcame in every way and so became the ultimate Almighty Lord and Savior. So thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. And thank you for this record we have of you coming to earth and being tested in every way so as to help us, so as to understand what we go through. And having all the answers in heaven and having received answers here on the earth to overcome, you're a high priest, a big brother, a worthy leader to help us in every way. So I thank you for that. Like we're doing this morning, we come boldly to the throne of grace and we find answers. You prepare us for the day ahead, for the path, for the plan that you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. It's just so beautiful just to see, you know, the Bible says when we come to Jesus and we are born again, we enter into the kingdom and we're born again. It says anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things is new. So this is the important thing of what we are seeing here in our readings this morning, how Jesus tapped into the good things. He grew in wisdom and then he stood in that wisdom and he shared that wisdom. The older priests and the elders were amazed at his wisdom. And then he also put that word to pass. And we can see it also wasn't in haste. He wasn't in a rush. He was busy with his father's work. But he stayed with his mother and he stayed obedient to her until the time comes. So faith comes, faith gets tested, you can stand on it and apply it, and then faith gets realized. So be blessed this morning, be encouraged. Amen. You're a new creation, old things are passed away, behold, all is new. So you've been in the old things, in the wrong things, and in the darkness and in the lies. So you don't major on that. It's so sad. I see that a lot. Just lately we got a young man in that as well. He knows a lot about the wrong things. And it's just a waste of time, waste of thought, a waste of words. It's worth nothing. You get the good things, as the Bible says, as a babe, desire the pure spiritual milk of the word so that you may grow up. Amen. So that's it. Stay in the purity. Stay in the light. God commanded light to shine out of darkness, to shine in your heart now. So daily get his light and daily stand fast in his light. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Amen.